Friday, November 15th. Just when I thought my life couldn't get any worse, it did. I skipped lunch today because I wanted to talk to Brandon. I really felt the need to vent to someone about all the stuff that was going wrong in my life right now. Like, for example, everything. Confiding in Chloe and Zoe was not an option, since they were busy rehearsing with Jason and Ryan during lunch. I still considered Brandon a good friend, even though he's been so busy that we've barely spoken to each other since the dance 2 weeks ago. It always seemed like talking to him helped me think things through more logically. But most important, I wanted to tell him about my dad, my revoked scholarship, and that I might be leaving WCD very soon. I'm just really tired of pretending everything is fine when it isn't. And I know at some point Mackenzie's going to blab all my business to the entire school anyway. Hey, world! My dad is a bug exterminator, and I attend WCD on a scholarship. Big deal, it's who I really am. Why should I be ashamed of it? Even if Mackenzie has a problem with it, I don't have to. Anyway, I rushed down to the newspaper office, since that's where Brandon has been hanging out lately, training some new photographer. Well, it looks like he's been pretty busy, all right. With Mackenzie. I've always wondered if Brandon really likes me or not. Well, now I know. He doesn't. I think he's just been using me all along to make Mackenzie jealous or something. I couldn't stand to watch her gushing all over him like a lovesick puppy. Oh, Brandon, this, and oh, Brandon, that. OMG. She sounded so ditzy, I thought her brains were going to ooze out of her ears like syrup and make a puddle right on the floor. She's more crazy about him than ever. And since when has Mackenzie been into photography? Probably since landing Brandon as her new tutor. And get this, she doesn't even read our school newspaper because she says it doesn't have a fashion and style section. And the fashion and style section is the only thing she says is worth reading in any newspaper. The girl is desperate. Anyway, I just turned around and walked right out of the room before they even saw me. If Brandon wants Mackenzie, he can have her.